Chapter 36. Great workings were taking place in his spirit. The simple truth was, however, that Mr. Willett, although his eyes were wide open, and he saw a woman before him whose head by long and steady looking it seemed to grow bigger and bigger until it filled the whole bar, was to all other intents and purposes fast asleep, and so sat leaning back in his chair with his hands in his pockets until his son's return caused him to wake up with a deep sigh, and a faint impression that he had been dreaming about pickled pork and greens, a vision of his slumbers which was no doubt referable to the circumstance of Mrs. Varden's having frequently pronounced the word grace with much emphasis, which word, entering the portals of Mr. Willett's brain as they stood ajar, and coupling itself with the words before meat, apostrophe which were there ranging about, did in time suggest a particular kind of meat together with that description of vegetable which is usually its companion. The search was wholly unsuccessful. Joe had groped along the path a dozen times, and among the grass, and in the dry ditch, and in the hedge, but all in vain. Dolly, who was quite inconsolable for her loss, wrote a note to Miss Airedale giving her the same account of it that she had given at the Maypole, which Joe undertook to deliver as soon as the family were stirring next day. That done, they sat down to tea in the bar, where there was an uncommon display of buttered toast, and in order that they might not grow faint for want of sustenance, and might have a decent halting place, or halfway house between dinner and supper, a few savory trifles in the shape of great rashers of broiled ham, which being well cured, done to a turn, and smoking hot, sent forth a tempting and delicious fragrance. Mrs. Varden was seldom very Protestant at meals, unless it happened that they were underdone, or overdone, or indeed that anything occurred to put her out of humor. Her spirits rose considerably on beholding these goodly preparations, and from the nothingness of good works, she passed to the somethingness of ham and toast with great cheerfulness. Nay, under the influence of these wholesome stimulants, she sharply reproved her daughter for being low and despondent, which she considered an unacceptable frame of mind, and remarked, as she held her own plate for a fresh supply, that it would be well for Dolly, who pined over the loss of a toy and a sheet of paper, if she would reflect upon the voluntary sacrifices of the missionaries in foreign parts who live chiefly on salads. The proceedings of such a day occasion various fluctuations in the human thermometer, and especially in instruments so sensitively and delicately constructed as Mrs. Varden. Thus, at dinner Mrs. Five stood at summer heat, genial, smiling, and delightful. After dinner, in the sunshine of the wine, she went up at least half a dozen degrees, and was perfectly enchanting. As its effect subsided, she fell rapidly, went to sleep for an hour or so at temperate, and woke at something below freezing. Now she was at summer heat again, in the shade, and when tea was over, and old John, producing a bottle of cordial from one of the oaken cases, insisted on her sipping two glasses thereof in slow succession, she stood steadily at 90 for 1 hour and a quarter. Profiting by experience, the locksmith took advantage of this genial weather to smoke his pipe in the porch, and in consequence of this prudent management, he was fully prepared, when the glass went down again, to start homewards directly. The horse was accordingly put in, and the chaise brought round to the door. Joe, who would on no account be dissuaded from escorting them until they had passed the most dreary and solitary part of the road, let out the gray mare at the same time, and having helped Dolly into her seat more happiness, sprung gaily into the saddle. Then, after many good nights, and admonitions to wrap up, and glancing of lights, and handing in of cloaks and shawls, the chaise rolled away, and Joe trotted beside it on Dolly's side, no doubt, and pretty close to the wheel too. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.